provide an explanation how the Citizens Police Complaint Board transparency portal works and some of the objectives with that?
We will list the officer's name, badge number, the allegation, the date of the allegation, and the disposition, meaning the board's, the review board's disposition. If people would like further information, then they would have to file a public records request to get a copy of the actual complaint. We will have that information, which differs from IMPD's in that they only list dispositions that they have sustained. But our portal will list dispositions of the board. Sometimes the board agrees with IMPD, and sometimes they do not. And so whatever the board's decision is, that's what will be posted. That will make us different from the IMPD portal.
So will this information be accessible to just the individuals involved in the case with a particular officer or officers, or is this information on the Citizens Police Complaint Board portal accessible to the public?
All of this will be on the Citizens Police Complaint landing page at indy.gov. October will have the officers named in complaints in September. November will have the list of officers complained about in October. The reason why we can't list, so for example, in October, we can't list officers in October is because the board has not reviewed the cases yet. So we have to post the information after the board makes its finding.
What are the objectives of the Citizens Police Complaint Board portal?
The objective is to build trust between the police and the community through transparency. The goal and the mission of our office is to change police behavior. So the objective is to let our citizens, let our constituents know that we take our role as in civilian oversight very seriously. It also lets the police know that we take our roles as in civilian oversight very seriously. We're not doing anything hidden behind closed doors. We are presenting it to the citizens. So the objective is for the citizens to, you know, obviously they will formulate their own opinions. And the police, when they look at it, they will adjust accordingly. But the objective is to put the information out there so people can make an informed decision.
What opposition, if any, has there been to the portal, and how does the Citizens Police Complaint Board address these comments?
CPCO, myself as the executive director, and the board president and all the members, we actually have a very good working relationship with IMPD. I tell the citizens, we have to be fair. We will be fair to you, the citizen, but we also have to be fair to IMPD. Through the ordinance, the citizens have a right to file a complaint against IMPD officers. Through transparency, we don't do anything. We can't even have meetings behind closed doors. Everything is out in the public, and so the citizens can observe the process and try to understand the process, as well as IMPD. We're co-workers with the citizens, and we're co-workers with IMPD. We're maintaining that sense of trust, and it's working.